Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, October 26th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. A children's ministry shuts down in Tajikistan. An easy-to-read Spanish Bible is nearing completion, and much-needed relief arrives in shattered northern Haiti. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today with a look at the end of a children's ministry in Tajikistan. The government has shown itself increasingly hostile to Christians. That's culminated in the government seizing land owned by churches and closing Christian camps operating there. With recourse exhausted, Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel says,
"The camp was taken away from the church there in Tajikistan, and it's being held right now by the government, and they're awaiting again another petition. Their court case is officially closed."
Remchesel says they're encouraging believers to respond on their knees, but also,
"What the churches have asked us to do is to intercede through our government so that letters can be addressed to the government of Tajikistan asking them to return the property to the church in Tajikistan so they can continue to use it for ministry."
Meanwhile, the leader of a low-caste, untouchable group in India has professed Christ and is now encouraging millions to convert. Bibles for the World's Rochunga Padidi tells us about Tikam Singh.
Tikam Singh is an untouchable outcast in India, and he is the leader and has 30 million following. Tikam Singh received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
Singh was baptized 2 months ago, and a rally was held in Uttar Pradesh to encourage thousands in attendance to seek Christ. Up to 20,000 people attended, and more than 500 people made commitments to Christ. But Idi says this isn't the only rally Singh has planned.
He wants to hold rally like this 1 month after another in order all the 300 million outcast Hindus will become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bibles for the World is printing Gospels of John to help these new believers. Funding is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. While the Bible has been available in Spanish for years, World Bible Translation Center is close to releasing an easy-to-read translation. Agency spokeswoman Norma Burke says the director of Hispanic Ministries, Rafael Serrano, just returned from Colombia, where he met with prison ministries to get their opinions of their new translation.
They're the ministers read from our text and said this was the version they had been waiting for because it is so easy to understand on a lower reading level that so many of the prisoners experience.
Burke says the Bible will be completed by December and ready for distribution by the first of the year. But there's one need right now.
We desperately need more funds so that we can get more Bibles into those hands. It takes $4 to print a complete Bible, $1.50 to print a New Testament and distribute that. So you see, it's very inexpensive to be able to get a Bible into someone's hands.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Next, nearly all of the people in northern Haiti have lost their homes, livestock, and are in desperate need of assistance. An aid ship sent by Food for the Poor, in partnership with other humanitarian groups, arrived in Capation last week with relief assistance. The aid consists of thousands of pallets of blankets, sheets, towels, water, hygiene kits, rice, cornmeal, and other food supplies. Teams distributing the aid counted a privilege to represent the hands and feet of Christ during this time of need in Haiti. And it's not too early to plan for Christmas. Every Child Ministry says their street children outreach in Ghana has seen extraordinary growth over the last few weeks. That means they'll likely serve twice as many kids as they have in previous years. With more children in need, that means fewer resources can go for extras. The ministry hopes to be able to share the hope of Christ at Christmas parties. The parties will be held at Haven of Hope and at the three locations where ECM ministers to street kids. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.